Nanoparticles used routinely in wastewater cleanups could encourage bacteria to breed superbugs, new research has shown. In fact, this could have major implications for the way that we process sewage. It's a paper in the journal PNAS this week by Zhigang Chu, who's at the Institute of Health and Environmental Medicine in Tianjin in China. And what he and his colleagues were interested in is looking at the chemicals that are added to wastewater to do things like heavy metal cleanups or just flocculate material. So they looked at alumina, aluminium oxide, also nanoparticles of titanium dioxide, silicon dioxide, and even iron oxide. And they found that in all cases, adding these nanoparticles to bacteria dramatically increased the rate at which bacteria share genes amongst themselves. And they did a very simple test where they added to a small number of the bacteria a test genetic sequence. It was a plasmid called RP4. And they then incubate the bacteria with different concentrations of these nanoparticles. And they found that the aluminium-based ones were the most potent. The outcome was that they could demonstrate a 200-fold increase in the presence of these nanoparticles of the bacteria sharing these genetic sequences amongst themselves. And to find out why, they did some electron microscopic studies where they look at the bacteria and they show that they've got damage to the membrane and the cells are showing signs of being stressed. And what they think happens is that the nanoparticles stress the cells, and so the bacteria respond by upregulating or switching on various self-preservation mechanisms, which includes swapping bits of DNA around, because if someone else has got a bit of DNA that might be beneficial and help you to resist this challenge than the threat you're facing, you want it. Now, you could say, if there was only a tiny amount of this stuff naturally out there in a sewage treatment work, it probably wouldn't make much of an odds. But they were demonstrating this effect at concentrations of these particles much lower than actually used in the treatment of wastewater. And so they're saying that if this wasn't a test sequence of RP4 DNA, it was a whole load of genetic material which was resistance factors for various antibiotics, you could very easily begin to breed superbugs which are resistant to everything. So we need to look at how these nanoparticles might actually be affecting the way in which the microbial world respond to us and to each other. It's a worry, isn't it, Kat?
God, they're plucky little buggers, these bacteria, aren't they?